So in the following verses, there's a graphic description of what has happened to us in our previous lives. The flesh and bones of all the bodies I have previously taken, if gathered together, would be equal to Mount Meru, which is a pretty big mountain. It fills the entire universe. And if the blood and bodily fluids were gathered, they would be equal to the deepest ocean. Although I have taken countless bodies, as Brahma, Indra, Chakravartin kings, gods, and ordinary humans, there has been no meaning from any of these, for still I continue to suffer. If having been born in the hells, drinking molten copper, as insects whose bodies turned into mud, and as dogs, pigs, and so forth, who ate enough filth to cover the whole earth, and if, as it is said, the tears I have shed from all this suffering are vaster than an ocean, I still do not feel any sorrow or fear. Do I have a mind made of iron? If you ask yourself that question, the answer will come back, yes. Because this doesn't move our mind much, but it must. We must really contemplate this again and again and again until our mind is moved. You know, we contemplate the endless cycle of suffering we've experienced. Because this helps us to develop the precious mind of what we call renunciation. This old description was definite emergence. Definite. We're definitely emerging from this cycle of suffering, samsara. In his book, Mirror of Dharma, which I'm using as my guide, I checked with Geshe-la. He said, okay. He said, yeah, very good. Good idea. There are four meditations in the intermediate scope. And the first one is the meditation on renunciation, which is extremely lengthy. As usual in all of Geshe-la's books, the meditation on renunciation is the longest meditation. Why? Because we're so attached to samsara, we're so attached to suffering. We've got to use many methods to cut our suffering, our attachment to this suffering, sorry. So he says the purpose of this meditation is to enter, make progress on, and complete the path to liberation. That's the purpose of renunciation, meditating on renunciation, to enter into the path, to progress along it, and to complete it. To achieve this aim, we need to consider basically the Four Noble Truths, what we should know, what we should abandon, what we should practice, and what we should attain. So four things. So in Sutra of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha says, you should know sufferings. In saying this, Buddha is advising us that we should know the unbearable suffering that we will experience in our countless future lives, and thereby develop renunciation, which is the determination to liberate ourselves from this suffering. So, of course, everybody knows suffering. We all know suffering, but we don't know the suffering of our future lives. When I say no, we haven't got this feeling of experience coming. We know the headache we've got today, the stomach ache. We remember the sickness that we had when we were in hospital, and we can see other people suffering. But as Geshe-la says, everybody has this experience. Wishing to be free from this is not renunciation. He says, in general, everyone who has physical or mental pain, even animals, understands their own suffering. But when Buddha says you should know sufferings, he means that you should know the sufferings of future lives. Through knowing these, we will develop a strong wish to liberate ourselves from them. This practical advice is very important for everybody, because if we have the wish to liberate ourselves from the sufferings of future lives, we will definitely use our present human life for the freedom and happiness of our countless future lives. Then he says, there is no greater meaning than this. This fantastic, encouragement. There is no greater meaning than this. If you think about your life, what are we going to make our life meaningful? Thinking about the sufferings that's going to come, the sufferings, unbearable sufferings of future lives, and then generate a determination to become free. That will make our life truly meaningful. Then he warns us again. His typical Geshe-la is always warning us about the dangers of not following Buddha's teaching. He says, if we do not have this wish, we will waste our precious human life. only for the freedom and happiness of this one short life. Live today, eat, drink, and make merry, because tomorrow we may die. Yes, this kind of hedonistic attitude. But this will be foolish, because our intention and actions will be no different from the intention and actions of animals who are only concerned with this life alone. So we don't like to be compared to animals, but the truth is, if we don't have this intention, if we don't have the intention to liberate ourselves from the future life sufferings, we are like an animal. We may look like a human being, we have a body of a human being, but our mind is just like the mind of an animal, maybe more sophisticated, more intelligent, maybe, possibly not in my case, but, you know, we need to think, what is Buddha telling me here? Geshe-la quotes the great yogi Milarepa, who said to a hunter called Gompa Dorje, your body is human, but your mind is that of an animal. So Milarepa was pretty courageous. You say that to a hunter nowadays, a hunter would probably blast your head off or something. So they didn't have guns then. So. And anyway, Milarepa was revered even by hunters as a great yogi. He said, your body is human, but your mind is that of an animal. You, a human being, who possess an animal's mind, please listen to my song. And he sang a song. So you think, I'm not a hunter, but do I have an animal mind? Well, if I'm not interested in liberating myself from the sufferings of my countless future lives, I have to answer honestly, yes. I'm only interested in the things of this life. Normally we believe that solving the suffering and problems of our present life is most important, and we dedicate our whole life for this purpose. Just remember the last time you had a sleepless night. Did you have a sleepless night worrying about the suffering of your countless future lives? Well, if you did, this indicates you have renunciation. You have some renunciation. Generally, when we suffer from insomnia, we're worried about something that's going to happen tomorrow, or maybe did happen last week, isn't it? So they're just the things of this life, exactly like animals. In reality, the duration and sufferings of this life is very short. If we die tomorrow, they will end tomorrow. One of the great benefits of death awareness is thinking, what am I worried about? It all finished tomorrow. However, since the duration and the sufferings and problems of our future lives is endless, the freedom and happiness of our future lives are vastly more important than the freedom and happiness of this one short life. So with these words of Buddha's, you should know sufferings, Buddha encourages us to use our present human life to prepare for the freedom and happiness of our countless future lives. Those who do this are truly wise. And again, we want to be wise, don't we? We talk about wisdom, I want to be a wise person. To be truly wise, we're going to use this present human life to liberate ourselves from the suffering of our future lives. This is not sacrificing anything. We're giving up suffering. By having this intention, we don't stop enjoying this life. We enjoy this life even more with a mind of renunciation. This life becomes more enjoyable with renunciation. So again, people are afraid of this word. Oh, renunciation sounds scary, gloomy, cold, dark. I can't eat apples anymore because they're tasty. You know, these crazy ideas about what renunciation is. It's not renunciation to give up eating particular foods. It's not renunciation to wear the robes of an ordained person. Renunciation means I want to free myself from the suffering of countless future lives, and I'm going to dedicate this life for that purpose. And again, you don't change anything. You remain natural while changing inside. You remain natural. You don't give up your job. You don't give up your family. You don't give up your responsibilities. You simply change your intention for living. Why am I living? Oh, now I'm living to free myself from the sufferings of my countless future lives. Understanding that will benefit my family, my friends, my society, will benefit everybody if I do that. There's no contradiction. No problem.